This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the final edition of the season for WHL This Week. Ahead, it's a MasterCard Memorial Cup preview with both the host Red Deer Rebels and the WHL champion Brandon Wheat Kings flying the flag. Head coach and GM of the Wheat Kings, Kelly McCrimmon, will be our guest in moments. In fact, hear from all four coaches leading into the event a little bit later on, including Brent Sutter of the Red Deer Rebels, Dale Hunter of the London Knights, and Gilles Bouchard of the Rouyn-Noranda Huskies. First up, it's a look back to last weekend's WHL Championship celebrations. For the first time since 1996, the Brandon Wheat Kings are WHL champions.
Brandon Junior Hockey fans, you've waited two decades for this. In the league's 50th anniversary, your Wheat Kings are the champions.
Brandon completed a five-game series victory over the Seattle Thunderbirds with an 8-4 win in Kent, hoisting the Ed Chenault Cup. Wheat Kings playoff MVP Nolan Patrick finished with 30 points in the postseason.
It's unbelievable, you know, coming this far last year and losing to Kelowna. Our whole team wanted to get back to this point this year, and you know, coming back here and winning with a lot of the same guys from last year, it's an unbelievable feeling.
John Quenville, also 30 points, scoring some big goals in the final series.
It's unbelievable. I don't know, you know, it's been such an incredible season, and I'm overwhelmed. This is unbelievable. I'm so happy we've made it so far, and you know, our guys deserve this, and we're going to enjoy it.
Captain McCoy Erkamp's the first to get his hands on the Ed Chenault Cup.
I don't know, there's really no words to describe it. I mean, coming as a 16-year-old, you never really dream of this. I knew we had a good group of guys. I mean, we did it, so pretty happy right now.
What a final game for Jace Hauerluck in the deciding Game 5, three goals to go along with three assists.
I can't really put that into words right now. I mean, we've been through so much with so many of these guys. I mean, we've been here for 4 years trying to work towards this, and, you know, finally it's here. And I couldn't be more proud of the group of guys we have here. And, you know, we've been through a lot this year, and, you know, we've battled all year long to get to this point. And, you know, we're going to enjoy it, but we still got work to go, and we know what the end goal is. And, you know, we're not going to lose sight of that, but we're going to enjoy the moment for sure.
Florida Panthers signed prospect on representing the Western Hockey League now at the MasterCard Memorial Cup in Red Deer.
Obviously, it's a big honor, and, you know, we're going to try and make the WHL proud and, you know, take home that Memorial Cup, but a lot of work ahead, and it's not going to come easy. It's going to, you know, be a battle, but, you know, we know what we have here, and we know we got it, what it takes, and it's just a matter of, you know, leaving all out there come next weekend.
Congratulations to the Brandon Wheat Kings, 2016 WHL champions.
The quest for the Ed Chenault Cup. This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition.
Kelly McCrimmon takes his Brandon Wheat Kings into the MasterCard Memorial Cup as WHL champs. I spoke with him leading up to the opening weekend.
20 years between championships, and I know I was in Brandon for some of that Eastern final. It seemed like the whole city was on board, packed Westman Place, and lots of support there on the streets of the city.
Yeah, to be honest, John, I've never seen anything like it. Our crowds were unbelievable right through playoffs, and as you mentioned, you worked the Red Deer series. It was ratcheted up another notch for the league final. It was really tremendous for our players, and you know, obviously, you know, real exciting for everyone in the city.
You know, sometimes the old saying is you have to lose before you can win. The experience you gathered last year going to the WHL Championship Series against Kelowna, how much did that pay off this time around?
Well, I think a couple things. I think the experience certainly is helpful. And 3 years ago, we played two rounds. And then, of course, last year played four rounds. This year, four more. So a lot of our guys are upwards of 50 games played at playoff time, and I think it helps you know what to expect, and you're not caught off guard by you know, all the things that can happen at playoff time. But I think as importantly from last year to this year with our group, more maybe even than the experience, is just the determination that they wanted to take the next step, and I give our players a lot of credit. I thought that you know, their buy-in and the improvement of our team over the course of the year, which you have to have, and then just the commitment to getting it done in the playoffs was real real impressive and made our group very deserving.
You mentioned determination, and I know you hope there's a lot of that left here for the MasterCard Memorial Cup, which will open up Saturday against Rouyn-Noranda. How much is left in the tank here to battle for the CHL title and the MasterCard Memorial Cup, Kelly?
Well, we'll have 8 days off before we play our first game on Saturday against Rouyn-Noranda. We're completely healthy. We're going to be well rested. We'll be prepared, and I think that like all the teams there, everyone's coming in on a high. And you've got three league champions, and then you've got a really strong team as the host in Red Deer. So it's a different format. You have to prepare yourself for a different a tournament format is different than anything we know. We always are working on a series, trying to win 4 out of 7 games to move on. So it's a little bit of a different approach, but it'll be the experience of a lifetime for our players, and we're really looking forward to it.
You know, the fact that you have 6 Brander Knights on your team and 12 of 13 are Manitoba-born players, you don't see that very often anymore. You know, you think about maybe back in the, years ago when you'd have a lot of local players on your team and you really were that city's team. But how good is it for those players to represent their city and, go on to this stage?
Well, it's pretty remarkable, really, and it's not by design at all. It's just the way that it worked out. We philosophically have always had a real priority on Manitoba-born players because I think they have tremendous pride when they play for the Wheat Kings. The Wheat Kings are the only major junior team in the province, so anybody that's grown up playing hockey in Manitoba certainly is aware of of the Wheat Kings and probably has been to games at some point. So that's something that has worked for us, and yet it's a draft world, so you don't have any guarantees that you're going to get those Manitoba players when draft day comes around. But it's interesting, and again, I really don't ever look at the fact that we've got 6 players right from Brandon, but now having won the WHL championship last week, you do stop and think about it. That's got to be pretty special for those players who would have grown up in Brandon watching the Wheat Kings to be part of a team that that brought the Edgenau Trophy home. So that part was pretty special, and we're proud of those players.
Finally, as you do some homework on your competition here coming up, and the Red Deer Rebels very well from the regular season and then the 6-game playoff series, but Rouyn-Noranda and London, what do they bring to the table? What do you know about them? Have you really started to dive into what they're all about?
Yeah, we're working on that this week, and as you mentioned, we do know Red Deer. We do also have familiarity with the building, of course, because we were just there in playoffs, so that part I think is going to be beneficial. Rouyn-Noranda were pretty much the wire-to-wire top-ranked team in the country. They lost 9 league games, and from all reports, they've got a tremendous hockey club. And then London probably comes in as the most high-profile team. They've got a great tradition, great history, lots of Memorial Cup appearances just recently, and then have likely the tournament's top line with Mitch Marner leading the way for them up front. So there's going to be great teams. It's you would say before the tournament starts, just looking at it, that probably the best teams did come out of those two leagues that had strong seasons all year.
Kelly, congratulations on the Edgenau Cup and best of luck at the MasterCard Memorial Cup. Okay.
Thanks, John. My pleasure.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
The coaches for all 4 teams at the tournament met with media leading up to the opening weekend. For the host Red Deer Rebels, Brent Sutter hopes they can fit right in amongst the top teams in the CHL.
Being a host, there's a lot of work involved in putting this together. And I guess from a hockey standpoint, we've been doing a lot of practicing. We're trying to get ready to play these 3 teams, and we know that obviously they're the champions of the leagues they play in, so we're excited for the challenge. We feel we got a good team and we feel we can compete, but we'll be interested to see how it goes here. Obviously, this tournament is a very interesting tournament and things happen very quickly.
The Ontario Hockey League's London Knights back at the Memorial Cup for the fourth time in the last 5 years, and they enter on a 13-game playoff winning streak. Head coach Dale Hunter on their journey to the MasterCard Memorial Cup.
Definitely, we had good competition with Kitchener, Erie, and Owen Sound beat us twice, and definitely Niagara. We know we got our role, and good goaltending, and solid D, and good scoring, so we got a roll and we won games, and it, you know, gives your kids a chance to rest for a week, which really helps. And now, after watching video on the three teams, it's going to be quality hockey out there. It's going to be fast, and all the kids compete.
And the Quebec champs, the Rouyn-Noranda Huskies, top-rated team for much of the season. Head coach Gilles Bouchard says it's been a great run so far.
It's our first President Cup for our organization. Unbelievable moment for us. First time in the history in the 20 years. So the players did a very good job. So our fans was unbelievable in the crowd. So we had a great moment, but now it's time to turn the page to be ready for the Memorial Cup. We are four good teams here, and the best team at this moment will win this tournament. That's it for me.
It is the 98th edition of the MasterCard Memorial Cup, the next 10 days in Red Deer, the first time the tournament has been held in Alberta since 1974. And that's the show, and that is the season for WHL this week. I want to say thanks to all the WHL radio partners for their help putting this show together each and every week. Thanks, fellas. Enjoy the MasterCard Memorial Cup in Red Deer, everyone. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.